Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Chris Jeffries, who's CEO at DevClever, and by the CEO of Viative, Ankur Agarwal, who is, I suppose the two companies are partnered together at the moment. Is that right, Chris?
Yeah, that's correct. Myself and Ankur met, well, we were introduced actually by Lenovo, our obviously strategic manufacturer partner, at events in the US, as a proposition really that we should explore the opportunity to collaborate. And then we obviously formed a partnership which we announced a couple of months back. I'm over here today in India meeting some of the team at Viative, and also, you know, discussing the strategy for our new India launch, which is coming up soon.
So the India launch, obviously, you have some activities going on in North America already. So India is a new phase for DevClever.
Yes, that's correct, Jeff. So we initially launched across North America and into Canada, and obviously we available in the UK. And then looking at kind of the market opportunities, especially in the wake of the pandemic, India is obviously represents a significant opportunity for our technology. And actually, it's a fantastic opportunity because Viative's main global infrastructure is based in India, so they're very familiar in the marketplace. They represent a lot of customers in the marketplace, so it's a marriage made in heaven, really, that we can work together to combine the platforms and, you know, really make an aggressive impact across the whole region.
Right. So, I mean, obviously, it's in terms of numbers, India is what, 2-3 times larger than North America. So it's a massive market anyway. I presume that the Indian culture is quite heavy on education and careers. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. And I think with this pandemic, we've seen huge growth in online education, and definitely the India is very clearly focused on it. Just to give you some numbers, around 300 million students were heavily impacted during this COVID in India alone. So yeah, and everyone is looking for new career-enabled tools, online education, and we've seen a huge growth in Indian market for online education.
So you've got a subscription model, both for the educational side and the career sort of platform that you have as well. So those are the two. It's a two-pronged strategy. Is that correct?
Yeah. So the products really do work hand in hand because, you know, when people are looking, particularly in the Indian market, education works slightly differently to some other territories around the world. And when young people or their parents or influencers are deciding what particular type of course or particular type of education or the options that they choose, career guidance is a vital influence over the young person being able to understand the education that they need to develop in order to ensure that they'll have employment and a career in the future. And it's very underutilized career guidance currently in India, and particularly with what's been going on with the uptake of more digital and learn-at-home platforms and programs. So the opportunity really is to almost act as a recommendation engine within education, so that from the launch of career platform, the young people can understand which courses and which style of learning that they need to acquire. And then from Viative's platform, they're then able to access that learning and develop them skills within the platform, both at home and in the classroom. So it really does create a complete ecosystem for the delivery of a hybrid education, where students can access them from their own devices, but also equally when they do travel to school, they're able to access and be taught that information by their teachers as well. I think it might be good actually for Ankur, maybe to tell you a little bit more about the products of Viative, because they really are tremendous in terms of how they're delivered.
Sure. So just to give you a background on our journey in Viative, I've been an edtech entrepreneur since 2008. We've been providing services to a lot of schools, universities around the world, in my previous company. And one of the challenges that we saw was that all the technologies that we implemented in education have been more teacher-centric. And there we realized that it is a big opportunity to shift the learning from teacher-centric to student-centric. And that's when, you know, the creative was incorporated by me and my other co-founder. And you know, we basically built an experiential learning platform. We utilized technologies like AR, VR to shift the learning from passive to active. So students can now experience the content and they can learn by doing. So we built a world's largest library of STEM interactive content, which has about 600 modules now. And these modules are hosted on our cloud platform. All the analytics are being captured, so teachers get a great view of which students are doing, you know, good in science, maths, or different STEM subjects. So that enables the learning to move to the next level. And we've been seeing a huge uptake in these solutions. Now we've been providing solutions in about 25 countries globally. And what really has been missing is the piece before the school actually starts learning, which is the career guidance. There we felt that, you know, partnering with Tech Clever brings a huge opportunity to complete that, you know, basically fill that gap and ensure that students are able to be guided on the career path before they actually start learning. So that has been, I think, a wonderful journey for us. We met at Lenovo Booths, and I think from there on, we struck a really good partnership, and that could really fulfill the needs of not only just India, but markets around the world.
Right. So obviously, this could go from India to China or anywhere else. It's just a matter of setting things up and sort of tailoring to each country's syllabus, let's say, and each country's needs.
Absolutely. And also, Zach, it's with Vative having such a significant infrastructure for development, we're based here in India. It's going to enable DevLever to, you know, more rapidly and aggressively accelerate that rollout by having access to a wider capability for us to localize the content in all of these other territories where Vative are already established. So, and the beauty of that is, as Ankur referred then, is that the career guidance software actually enables greater volume of sales of Vative's content subscriptions. So the appetite for both of our businesses to work more collaborative and reach more markets is, very high.
Right, and so are we looking at the priority being on B2B or B2C or both, or how does that work? And in terms of the marketing, etc., how are you approaching it?
So currently, you know, we have a very robust and tried and tested B2B strategic model, where we are offering our solutions via both Lenovo and Global Computers network of resellers around the world. We through Vative, we also have a lot of additional partnerships with various different distributors and big tech brands. So we're continuing to utilize that panel sales structure in order to sell our B2B proposition. And merely act as a marketing support agent behind that to help them drive their own sales. However, the opportunities around the world are to explore the B2C market, which is something that we're very keen to understand more about.
Right. So presumably, I mean, you already have from memory margins around 70% or something like that. So. Presumably, if it was B2C, the margins might be more. Is that right?
Absolutely, of course it would. And I think the beauty of it is, obviously, with the combined platforms and the inevitable integration of these systems, they're very scalable globally. So the more utilization we can get in the more territories, the higher the margins will be.
Right, so India launch, let's say that's happening now. What does the next 3 to 6 months look like for DevClever and Vative?
So I think certainly what we are very, very focused on is implementing the two products into a singular offer, so that from the B2B side of the business, we are able to offer a a more extended value to our customers and their individual students. So we are working closely to make sure we leverage as much benefit for all the people the system relates to in terms of development, and then focus very much on, you know, embedding and making an impactful start and launch in the Indian market. At the same time as obviously continuing to push rollout in various other territories where we're already on.
Right, and from a sort of a revenue perspective, the revenues start immediately. Is that right? From each particular territory, there's no real lead-in time for that.
No, well, you know, once the systems are localized. So I mean, if you look at, as I said, DevClubber right now, we're live in the US, Canada, UK, and shortly to be India. Whereas V18 are already live in 26 countries around the world. So V18 are already, you know, very successful at commercializing their existing assets. The opportunity for us is to quickly open up them territories and localize our platform, because as soon as we localize it, we have the opportunity to then commercialize it through the existing channels and customers and new markets.
And do Lenovo, we haven't talked about Lenovo that much, but Lenovo are part of that expansion process, and you're sort of bundled in with them, is that right? Does it work like that?
Yeah, so wherever Lenovo launch their VR classroom solution, roll out their VR classroom solution, as long as our software is localized for them territories, the relationship is extended to all markets.
Okay, well, on that note, Chris Jeffries and Ankur Agarwal, thank you very much indeed for speaking to Share Talk today.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.